normal prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A man believed to be a serial killer they've been hunting for in the Houston area has been captured. As Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says, Jose Rodriguez was found by deputies driving through Houston this morning and was arrested after a tip came in from a citizen.
So it's possible that he was casing the neighborhood in search of his next victim. So thanks to the alert work of that citizen and swift action, we were able to get involved.
Rodriguez, a registered sex offender, is believed to have killed at least three people in the Houston area in three separate cases over the past few days. Also believed to have robbed and wounded a bus driver yesterday. Several social media reps are on Capitol Hill today to testify before the House Judiciary panel. Experts from Facebook, YouTube, Twitter fielding questions about whether social media companies filter content for political reasons. So far, the companies have rejected such claims. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal judge in San Diego is ordering a temporary hold on deporting reunited immigrant families. Judge Dana Sabraw issuing the hold yesterday. The complaint brought by the ACLU, it claims Homeland Security is poised to pursue a policy of mass deportations immediately upon reunification of immigrant kids and their parents. The ACLU wants parents to still have a week after reunification to decide whether to have their children deported along with them. President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are scheduled to meet today to discuss making GOP tax cuts permanent. They reportedly will also look for ways to get the economy to grow at 3-4% a year. It's President Trump's only event scheduled today after returning from a trip across Europe and that controversial summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A Los Angeles man who phoned a death threat to Congresswoman Maxine Waters will be on probation for 3 years. A federal court judge also sentencing 45-year-old Anthony Scott Lloyd yesterday to 6 months of home detention and 100 hours of community service. He pleaded guilty in April to threatening a U.S. official. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today's topic is all about luxury medicine. We cover many topics on the show, but one thing we're often asked about is concierge medicine, these half-day physical exams, also known as executive physicals. So we're going to break it all down for you. And I wanted to ask the two of you, what opened the door for luxury medicine? What are some of the things or reasons that this is now a thing?
Well, I think the access to quality health care, I mean, so the whole concierge model of delivering health care, of, you know, having smaller panels of patients that are doing either monthly, quarterly, yearly, you know, kind of membership type programs. So having that access is one. I think the other is people who want more than what they would get at the regular physician's offices. They may still have good access and they can get in, but
short visit, right?
Well, or their docs maybe aren't willing to explore nutrition beyond just you should eat better and give them some general guidelines.
Right.
Of these are the major food groups. And, I think the others that I see it, I think in general, we have a more educated patient population. So, I mean, a lot of times they're coming in and saying, you know, I've read up on this stuff. I had a gentleman the other day who has type 1 diabetes and came in because he's doing a liver detox and said it's helping bring. So, you know, he's experimenting. He's not doing anything radical or dangerous.
Right.
So patients are more in the know. And when you go in and ask the doc about some of this stuff and they have a blank look on your face,
It's because a lot of these doctors go to medical school and they get out and they don't ever keep learning.
I mean, I'm honest with them. If I don't know about it, I say, you know what, that's really interesting. You've given me something to read about tonight and I'll call you back tomorrow. But a lot of docs are just like, oh, that's not good. You shouldn't do that because it could adversely affect your glucose or something.
Which is the same thing as saying, I really don't know.
I'm too lazy to go look it up. Right.
I really don't know. What about you? I mean, Dr. Gammon, you were in Canada, so you saw kind of the same thing of what's going on here in the States now. We have a lot of patients and not enough primary care physicians. So is this access thing, you think, driving the luxury medicine?
I think it's like this. In many doctor's offices under managed care, you'll be told you can see the doctor for one problem or two problems, but the patient has 10 problems. And the problem is under managed care, it just isn't economically viable for the doctor to spend an hour on or 2 hours on 10 problems. He's going to go bankrupt.
Well, because everybody's waiting, right?
Everybody's.
I mean, they have to book the patients every like 10 minutes in HMO practices.
That's right. So with the so-called luxury medicine, I think we call it luxury medicine. It's really the way medicine should be, but there just aren't enough doctors for this to happen. With the luxury medicine, the doctor has a lot of time. The practice is deliberately low volume, and you can spend the time to tease out all these different issues.
Well, what do you think, and either one of you can answer this, do you think a lot of this also has to do with the paperwork behind insurance and and even Medicare, but all the, you know, you had to have this business office and you got to file things and you got to refile them. And just there's such a headache to that.
Well, it's a headache. It's extremely time consuming. On the business office collection side, it now between the discounts from what the insurance companies ask for and the cost of doing business, you're collecting less than 50 cents on the dollar of what you charge. Now, if you went to a grocery store and the grocery store had, you know, milk was $2 a gallon, but they were selling it for 90 cents a gallon, you know, they're going to go bankrupt pretty quickly. Yeah. So that's the reality. Today I saw
and you had to get it prior auth so you could get the 2% rather than home.
Yeah, that's right. Today I saw an airplane pilot who had an injury on the job, and the paperwork he brought with him, I kid you not, was over 20 pages of paperwork.
And when are you going to find time to fill it out?
Well, tomorrow.
But this was not at Executive Medicine.
No.
This was in an insurance setting, so this is much different. If that would have happened at Executive Medicine Texas, that time's already booked out.
That's right. Scheduled. You have the time to do it, yeah.
So let's talk about the focus on prevention and maybe how that, and Dr. Anderson touched on this a bit already, but how that's driving it. The doctors that are interested in, hey, I want to prevent things, you know, they're really driving some of this, what I like to call luxury medicine. And do you agree, Dr. Anderson?
The wise physician is, you know, say proactive. So, you know, early in your career, you're treating tertiary problems. I mean, they come in and the diagnosis is pretty well made, right? And they're in the hospital. And then as you mature up in your practice, you move into doing more preventative care. Then preventative care falls into the, you know, do your, you know, pap smears and your mammograms and, you know, the things, colon exams, the things we know that can be preventative. And then now I'd say one matures into a more proactive role that, yeah, we're getting the preventative things done, but we're also looking, you know, down the road 5 years, what things can you change now that are going to greatly reduce your risk of developing disease down the road. And to do proactive medicine, you can't do that very well or very efficiently in those short office visits.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. The fundamental problem with type 2 diabetes is bad nutrition. Everybody knows it. And yet when I see a new type 2 diabetic and I say, did your previous doctor discuss nutrition? He said, yes. Well, what did he tell you? He told me to eat better. Now, what kind of counseling is that? But that's what you hear all the time.
Yeah.
And in order to give detailed information on nutrition, you need time. And guess what? If you give detailed information on nutrition and the patient follows it, they do better. They need less medication.
Well, I can't tell you how many people have come to you guys at Executive Medicine Texas with a baggie full of meds. And then when they're done, you're working towards, let's get you off of some of this stuff. Let's get your lifestyle changed around. Let's get your nutrition improved. And, you know, gosh, they come for that next year physical. And it's just remarkable, the changes, not just in their weight, but in their health and in their energy level. It's crazy. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. All right, you guys know it's no secret how I feel about tattoos. But there may be new class of tattoos on the market, and these are biomedical tattoos. The Department of Biosystem Science and Engineering at ETH Zurich in, is it Basel? And they may have developed a unique way to monitor for early stage prostate, lung, colon, and breast cancers. So they developed the synthetic gene network. It goes right underneath the skin, usually like on the forearm. And in after you have these calcium levels go up, it actually appears as a mole. So you watch this thing. You don't have to like sit there and watch it like crazy. But you notice, hey, this has started to turn brown. It looks like a mole. Time for me to go get checked out. So it's like this early warning sign. It doesn't mean, oh my gosh, I have this mole, now I'm going to die, because you catch it so early, you can do something about it. So did you read this study?
Yes, I thought it was absolutely fascinating.
Did you happen to read in the study where they said that they can actually put a type in there that has to be looked at under light. For people that are real neurotic, if they don't want to actually have it shown, they can put in a type that you actually have to. Yeah, that'll go. You go to the doctor, and then the doctor can see it. But you don't have to sit there and keep looking at it all the time.
Or you turn your black light on and find all the human stuff in your sheets, and it's on your arm too.
Yeah, no, black lights will terrify people if they only knew what was really crawling around. All right, if you haven't already done so, go on Facebook, follow us under Stay Young Media Group, or on our website, stayyoungamerica.com. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, where we tweet out all kinds of things, health tips, links to the show, you name it. It's there. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about executive physical exams. So these are the half-day physical exams. How they differentiate, and also how to spot a good one in the fakes.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Today's focus is on luxury medicine. Everything from executive physicals to concierge medical plans, we're breaking it down so it's easy for you to understand.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, in this Immortal Minute, we're taking up the topic of, have we reached a plateau in human longevity? So there are a couple of groups. This is a study that recently was published in Science. And what they had previously thought is that the human longevity or lifeline would stop at about 115 years of age. And that was based on the fact that if you look at mortality rates would flatten and kind of plateau right around 115. So you stood a 50-50 chance of dying in any 1 year. So some of this is biostatistics. But a new group has taken that same data and looked at it. If age-related diseases don't kill you off, many of which we can now slow down or prevent, the body will keep going to some degree, and it doesn't necessarily have to terminate. So now they're estimating that it may be as high as 125.
Wow.
Some of the cell biologists will tell you that the human cells can develop and divide for what would be equivalent of 130 years worth of division. So, and we keep pushing the standards. Now, I will put, at the same time we keep raising the potential, the longevity in the United States is declining. So over the last, 3 to 5 years, Dr. Gammon, the average lifespan's kind of gone backwards, especially for men.
Yeah.
You know, it hadn't gone up. It's been creeping back, you know, a tenth or two-tenths of a year every year type deal. So if you kind of did a ratio, this is the thought I had on this study. If you did a ratio and said how long are, let's just say, men living in the United States versus what their potential is, you know, we keep backtracking on actual longevity and we keep extending potential so that the net, what percentage of their potential they're actually living is going down.
That's a good, you know, that's such a good point.
So even if it held steady, even if they said the death rate in the United States average for men was 80 years of age, I think it's 79.3 now, but say 80 is a round number, we keep upping the potential. It's up to 115. So if you only make it to 80, you know, you didn't get as good a potential as your grandfather did when he made it to 80.
Yeah.
Because the potential,
the bar wasn't as high.
The bar wasn't as high. You know, 95 was the upper limit of normal. And for those that can remember, I still remember, you know, the television weather guy, Willard Scott, you know, used to shout out, happy birthday to all the centenarians.
And yeah, they can't do that anymore.
Ronald Reagan used to send them handwritten note.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many centenarians, fastest segment of our group or population now that they can't do that.
It's kind of like the have and the have nots. You have the people that are, you know, over 100 and that number's growing. But then the number of people, no, the age of people, the expected age is going down.
The majority of people fall in the latter group,
right,
that
But the healthy ones,
they're going down. But the healthy ones, living, right, and all the things we talk about how do you extend longevity and how do you treat this chronic disease we have called aging, you know, those that heed that advice, you know, I had a gentleman come in the other day, hadn't seen him in 10 years. He's 84 years old. He takes no medication.
Oh, that's great.
He had his labs. He had a little aberration in his – the nurse comes out and does his annual Medicare physical at his home.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a doctor. He takes –
he's good.
He's good, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what's your secret to longevity? Well, he runs 6 miles still to this day, 3 times a week, lifts weights twice a week. He's been taking supplements for the last 40 years. He gave me some of his diet, what he eats every morning for breakfast, which was, you know, healthy oatmeal and, you know, all good natural stuff. Doesn't eat packaged processed foods. There you go. And the guy's 84, and he comes in once every 10 years because he had a mild aberration in his blood count.
Well, you know,
he also has good genes. Because both his parents lived into their 90s, but he could have very easily screwed that up.
Well, I was giving a talk last week to just over 200 women, and it was fascinating. I asked the room, how many of you want to live to be 100? And probably a third of the room raised their hand, right? And the rest of them were like, no. I said, when I'm done with this talk, I guarantee most of you are going to raise your hand. And then I talked to them about some of the people I met when we were writing the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you haven't picked that book up, you got to pick it up. But when we were writing that book, we interviewed all these people over 100, including Lucille, and I told some stories about Lucille. And it was really just fascinating to see them change their mind because they imagine 100, you're going to be drooling on yourself. And there was a guest of honor there. She was 99. Her name, ironically, was Cecile. Sweet, sweet lady. She does water aerobics 3 times a week. I mean, just totally with it. Her mind's good. She plays cards. You know, is very, very active. And I love to hear the story about your patient because I think those are the kind of things we're trying to do and succeeding in with, like, the concierge programs and the executive physicals. But let's do a deep dive into these executive physicals. What constitutes a good executive physical? Some of the differences in those. What's the difference between HMO and an executive physical?
The term executive physical, which anybody can have, you don't have to be an executive to get it, started with the concept of corporations who had executives. And if the executive went down, it would cost the company, you know, millions of dollars or a lot of money. And so they came in for a physical and were not constrained by what's called cost-effective medicine. And cost-effective medicine, an insurance company or Medicare has a certain pot of money, and they have to decide how to spend that money wisely, which means they can't do everything that might be able to be done to keep someone healthy and to prevent disease. In an executive physical, you're not constrained by that. It costs more money, but you're getting a very thorough going over it. No stone is left unturned, and then you're left with a blueprint for health moving forward.
Well, a lot of these executive physicals aren't the same, though. I mean, I have to toot the horn. You guys have been doing this well over a decade, and there seems to be a lot of people popping up, quote, doing these executive physicals. But the amount of testing that's done in a half a day here at Executive Medicine Texas is like unbelievable because you're doing stress tests, you're doing cognition, you're looking at the autonomic nervous system, you're testing over 100 different labs, including all the hormones. I mean, really, that's the deep dive that should go into an executive physical. Now, a lot of times you'll see what I like to call the trumped up HMO physical because they just want to charge somebody cash, but it's not a true executive physical. So Dr. Anderson, what are some things that you think, just briefly, you see in some of these trumped up physicals?
In some of the
ones that are calling themselves executive physicals aren't really.
You know, I say there's some testing out there that I think is sometimes superfluous, and you know, they're doing, artery stability
intimal thickening.
Yeah, the intimal thickening, things like that, which
we look at that on the carotid Doppler.
I was about to say, it can be a valid test, but, you know,
they're
marketing it under because it's some fancy electrodes they hook up to you versus, you know, you can garner the same information with doing the carotid Doppler and some things that are, that have been much more proven to be effective.
I looked at an executive physical program just the other day. It didn't even have stress testing. I thought, wow, that's pretty scary. Okay, we come back. We're going to talk about concierge medicine, how to spot the fluff in some of these programs.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to biotbalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the subsequent news conference after yesterday's Helsinki summit continues to draw condemnation from members of both parties. However, one Republican senator is coming to the president's defense.
I think there are people who hate the president so much that this could have easily been President Obama early in his first administration setting the reset button and trying to have better relations with Russia.
That's Senate Republican Rand Paul, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump was embracing an adversary.
It's thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Ford owners to share in $299 million the carmaker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. It's to reimburse them for having to wait for fixes to their cars. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Don't forget, at the end of this and every single show we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this phone number down. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. We've been talking about luxury medicine, specifically executive physicals and concierge medicine. And there's some good to these programs. There's some bad to these programs. And when I say bad, it's because some people are putting a lot of fluff in there to make you think you're getting something that really doesn't have a lot of value. So let's talk a little bit about concierge medicine versus access fees.
So a lot of physicians will reduce the number of patients in their practice, say from 2,000 to 300, and they'll charge a lot of money for access. In other words, if you want to be one of these 300, you have to pay so much money per month. And that's it. And some of the practices call this concierge medicine. You're just paying an access fee to see the doctor. That's not what we do here.
Right. So I relate back to when my father moved to Florida. He's in Medicare at the time. And so he's trying to find just a general internist to help him. His only real issue is hyperlipidemia.
High cholesterol.
Right. And, you know, anytime he called and was going straight Medicare, he couldn't get in.
Right.
Forever. And so, you know, he knew about the concierge. So finally he acquiesced and said, I'll go join the concierge, goes in and signs up. And they say, we'll give you a call when you're, you know, available. And he's like, you mean for an appointment? They said, no, when he'll actually accept you on the panel. There's about a 6-month wait just to get in on the concierge.
Well, Florida, everyone's doing it.
And so, you know, I queried him. I said, well, what do you get for that membership? And he said, well, really nothing. You know, the difference is access. If I call in the first, you know, I usually get in within 2 or 3 days. And if I'm not on it, you know, the people that aren't on it are having to wait a month to get in, type deal. Now, sometimes you need a little better access than others. He just wanted to get in. His problem was, you know, with the cholesterol, he doesn't need to get in two or three days. That's something you can schedule easily months out. But, you know, because it was such a demand, and that's happening all across the United States and in areas where, like Florida and others, it's going to be more come on earlier and it's more down the road. There's more people doing concierge medicine physician-wise. Where we're at in Texas, it's starting to gather steam. And it's a simple.
We were doing. It's like that song, you know. I was country when country wasn't cool. We were doing this before people were doing this.
We were doing it for the quality of care. Nowadays, they're just doing it as access.
Yeah.
And you know, the simple supply and demand. There's fewer primary care physicians, oftentimes in these offices, and I even see it in specialist office now. You go in, you're seeing physician extenders, PAs, and nurse practitioners, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't get to see or talk to the doctor." And unless they're, you know, really sick, they're not getting
they're
a
not
physician
getting access. Yeah. Well, one of the things I found is really fascinating by these, I like to call them trumped up concierge programs, because I think there are certain things that should be in a concierge program. I mean, you guys did it right, and you put that half day. Every one of our concierge programs has a half day physical exam because you want to know what's the status of this patient. It includes all the lab work. It includes the stress test. Some of the different level programs include imaging, like CT body scans. Not all of them, but some of them include that. And some of them include hormone replacement therapy. There's different programs, but I feel like there's so much value. It's not just what I feel. I mean, it's just proven. There's so much value in the programs you've developed. I was reviewing a local here in Texas, quote, concierge program, which was more of like an access program. And they were charging about double what you charge, believe it or not, for your highest level. It didn't include a stress test. It didn't even include labs. It didn't really include anything. And I was just shocked that there are people signing up not knowing, right? Maybe they hear concierge or they don't really know what they should be getting. But it's mind-boggling to me. And one of the reasons I really want to do the show to educate the public, because it's frustrating as a healthcare provider and maybe for you all too to see a bit of an advantage being taken care of, taken of patients.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just paying for access, I think everyone listening know, doesn't sound right. In our program, you get value for it. As you mentioned, the physical, the lab work, all the office primary care for a year. You have value for that. You're paying for something. Just to pay for access, it just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to think of a, you know, an antidote to use, but I mean, you know, just having access and still getting a clunker, you know,
right,
just because you can rent it anytime you want isn't necessarily the same as, you know, I have my choice of you know, better vehicles or whatever. You know, I would say I love our half day physicals. Patients love our half day physicals, but when we do that half day physical, it cuts down dramatically on the number of visits that patients have to come in for the balance of the year, because you knock out so much with that one day. So it makes it more convenient for the patient because they have less visits. They might have to come back in 3 months, but it's just for lab work or something. So they pop in and get it done, or we have it drawn remotely.
Or if they call you with an issue, you have all of their medical information you could possibly need. A lot of times you can treat it over the phone because You don't need them to come in. You know so much about that person.
Exactly. That is 100% true. I mean, you know these people well enough. Like, I mean, it's kind of like treating family. I mean, Dr. Gammon and I, when we started with executive medicine, we said, you know, that was our deal, is we were so hand-tied by, you know, HMOs and what they would allow us to do. We said our goal is we'd do a physical like what we would do for a family member.
Yep.
You know, when there is not an economic restriction or insurance telling you yay or nay, what would you have your family member do as part of their physical? And we've stuck by that. I mean, even when we treat patients, we just treat them like family. Same thing. Now they have the family effect. They can call and I know them, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of family, we have these family plans that are becoming real popular. We see people from all over the globe. We have a huge following out of Bermuda, which just kind of cracks me up. But we have people all across the United States and around the world that come in because we've got a hotel right here. And we're real close to the DFW airport. But the family plans on these concierge programs are really taking off because if everyone has that access, if mom and dad and the college kid and the, you know, 10-year-old, if they all have access and the doctor knows the family. Remember how that's how it used to be, right?
Right.
The doctor knew everybody. So if there was an issue, pick up the phone because they've got your cell phone in their phone. They can just call you. It's just the way medicine was supposed to be, and it should be. Unfortunately, it can't be like that for everybody. But for the people that can do it, it's a lifesaver.
It can be. I mean, you know, I have quite a few. You mentioned the college students where the mom and dad get involved, and they say, you know, the college age kids and high school age kids now are in this never land because the peds. You know, push them out of the pediatric practice at about 15 or 16, and, you know, many of the adult medicine practices won't accept them until they're 18. So there's this kind of void in there, and this fills that void because, you know, we're family medicine. We've treated young adults and kids and teenagers.
Well, you're board certified to teach take care of patients from birth to 100 years old.
Yeah, I kind of, you know? A lot of the docs, I think the peds just get rid of them because they're not health issues. It's all mental health stuff after 15.
Sometimes, yeah.
They just don't want to be bothered with it.
Well, the angst of adolescence.
Teenagers don't want to go into an office where there's a bunch of 2-year-olds. I mean, who wants to do that, right?
That's right.
And the interns, they don't know how to treat them. So you're right. They're stuck in like no man's land.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this, but a general practitioner and a family practitioner are very different. A general practitioner means they're not board certified in anything. A family practitioner is someone who is board certified to treat from birth until well over 100.
Womb to tomb.
Womb to tomb.
Sperm to worm.
Jeez. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to play some medical mania trivia and dementia defender riddle of the day coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available. BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, at the end of every show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, today we've got Sharon Ellis. She's coming to us from Missouri. Now, Sharon, I got to ask you, is it Missouri or Missouri?
Well, it all depends on who you talk to. Sometimes people will almost get into fistfights over how you pronounce it.
See, I heard
that. I say Missouri.
You say Missouri? Oh, my gosh. Have you, like, been corrected by people?
Well, you know, people are pretty polite here. They don't try to, but they'll say something like, well, bless your heart, honey. You know, it really is Missouri.
So they're that kind of polite, huh?
Yeah, but they are so sweet here. All my people are from Missouri and Arkansas, but I've lived all over the country.
Oh, well, so, what's the most interesting place you've ever lived? I'm just curious.
Oh, probably right outside of Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland when my ex-husband was stationed there for a year. And going on the proving grounds and seeing all the great big tanks from World War II and cannons and all that other stuff. Oh. And that was a really interesting place.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. Hey, since you've been all over, I'm thinking you're probably well-schooled. So you were ready to play some Medical Mania trivia?
Don't overestimate my ability, honey. But, yeah, I'm ready to play.
Oh, I think you can do this. I really do. I have faith. You've been listening to the show a long time, so I bet you have picked some of this up. Okay, here
all
we
right.
go.
You ready? First question.
Yes.
What is the common name for the patella bone? What is your patella?
Okay, I think patella is in your forearm.
Your patella is your kneecap.
See, I knew that.
I know you knew it.
I should have known that.
I knew you knew it.
Okay, Sharon, here's your next question.
Okay.
What is the easiest bone to break in the human body? Let me repeat that. What is the easiest bone to break in the human body?
Can I give her a hint? A lot of people break this because they wear their seatbelt and they're in an accident.
Collarbone?
Yes.
That's right.
Very good.
Collarbone, also known as the clavicle. Very good.
All right. True or false? This is an easier one, 50-50. The average eyelid has 500 lashes. True or false?
Oh, I'll say true on that because they're all getting in my eye.
Well, they've all fallen out of your eye because typically it'd be false. You have 150 to 200 per lid.
She might be extra lashy.
Yeah, you may be extra lashy.
Okay, here's your next question. After a human egg is fertilized, how long does it take to form a human heart? Is it 21 days, 3 months, or 9 months? How long does it take to form a human heart?
21 days.
Yes.
You are correct.
See, she knew that like right off the bat.
After 21 days, the human heart starts to beat.
Very good.
All right. Final question. How long does it take a new fingernail to grow back completely? A new fingernail.
Hmm. Well, I am looking at mine right now that needs clipping. The whole nail?
The whole nail.
The whole nail.
From the base to the tip.
You missed with the hammer and knocked it out.
Wow. I'd say... I'd say 3 months.
More like six. So a little bit longer that to go all the way from the nail bed out.
But you know what, Sharon? It doesn't matter. You know why? Because I like the way you say Missouri. So we're going to send you out some Age Support multivitamin and some Lifeline stem cell cream. You're a great listener. You've been around listening to us for quite a while, and I like the way, like I said, the way you say your state name. Because in Texas, we call you Missouri, too.
Well, honey, I have lived in Texas, and Texas is a whole nother country. So
that's right, it is.
Yes, it is,
and
I loved it.
Yes, I was waiting for that. She said she loved it. See, even if, like, I just kind of knew that, but if we wouldn't have given you everything, you could have said you loved Texas, and then I would have had to give you everything.
Well, I really enjoyed this, guys, and I will continue to listen, and if I ever get the chance again, I will try and bone up on my medical knowledge.
All right, there you go. And don't forget to let your local station know you like listening. That's how we stay on the air where you are. We're actually on 59 stations, so if you're a listener, then go ahead and let your stations know that you love having us on the air where we are. I thought we... kind of talk a little bit more. We were talking about concierge plans, and one thing I wanted to cover on the concierge plans is some ways that people, doctors, advertise to fluff these up. I've kind of been paying a lot of attention, right? So I'm going to give you one way they fluff it up, and maybe you guys can think of different ways that you've seen these plans fluffed up. Here's one. We'll handle your doctor-to-doctor referrals. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
I mean, you're going to do it anyways.
You can do it anyways, sure.
I mean, that should be a given.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to refer a patient, you're going to handle the referral.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Can you think of another fluff you've seen added?
Well, yeah. We'll review your labs. It's like, duh. If you order the labs, you're going to review
look
them.
At them.
Yeah.
You're going to review them. Have you seen one?
I don't know. I'm still amazed by the last one that actually – you've seen that listed?
Yes. Yeah. We'll review labs.
Review labs. It kind of goes that they say, you know, we'll review old medical records.
Oh, I've seen that one too.
You know, it's part of the intake process. It's like, well, you know, that's part of just doing a good history is you're going to want to get any pertinent old medical records and include them in your database. So, I mean, a lot of, you know, what they're marketing is stuff that ought to be done anyway.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, kind of listing it out. That was the problem. You know, you ask them, I mean, what are you getting for your membership,
right?
Other than access, are you getting, even if it was a club membership, nutritional counseling, something
supplements
that isn't covered by your health plan?
Right.
And none of them have an answer.
It's crazy.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewU.com and Dr. Charlie Powell. Give Charlie a call if you're tired of your CPAP device. He does a radio ablation procedure that's just terrific. The last week's riddle was this. If you eat my sender, it will in turn eat you. What am I? And the answer, of course, is a fish hook. Here's this week's riddle. Are you ready, Judy?
I am.
I am often a reflection of a price you must pay. I can be found in the river, but also refer to the events of today. What am I? Let me repeat that.
This is very confusing.
I am often a reflection of a price you must pay. Can be found in the river, but also refer to events of today. What am I? Send in your answers.
Well, I hope you know, because I don't have a clue. All right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. If you get it right, you give us the right answer, you give us your name and your address, we'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And for those of you who have already won a book, you can just keep playing for fun. We'll have a showdown with some of our best listeners at the end of the year. And we'll see you next week right here on the Staying Young Show.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vladimir Putin does not share our interests.
That's U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan as President Trump continues to face broad bipartisan criticism after his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki yesterday. Ryan saying at a morning news briefing on Capitol Hill,
Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values. And I think that should be made very, very clear.
Ryan saying he's concerned that Trump would side with Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies, which have said that Russia did meddle in the 2016 election. But Ryan stopped short of saying that Trump's comments were treasonous, as some other critics have said in recent hours. After recent claims Hamas and Israel had reached a ceasefire, there are now violent protests breaking out again along the Israel-Gaza border. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life.